When you start a book, you should read the first 100 pages in one sitting. That was one of Michael Silverblatt's reading rules. For more than 30 years, he interviewed authors on his syndicated KCRW show, Bookworm. Kurt Vonnegut, Toni Morrison, Joan Didion, many more. Silverblatt died this week. He was 73. NPR's Andrew Limbong has our appreciation.
It's 1996, and an author named David Foster Wallace has just published a wiry, ambitious tome of a novel titled Infinite Jest. He's on Bookworm to talk about it, and here's Michael Silverblatt's first question.
Something came into my head that may be entirely imaginary, which seemed to be that the book was written in fractals.
Expand on that.
It occurred to me that the way
there's no wind-up trying to make the characters relatable to a general audience or hitting on some of the more universal themes of the book. We're 1 minute into the interview, including that olden-timey music intro, and it's straight to business talking about the form and the craft of writing, with Silverblatt comparing the book to a repeating geometric pattern.
And I don't know this kind of science, but it just... I said to myself, this must be fractals.
I've heard you were an acute reader. That's one of the things structurally that's going on. It's actually structured like something called a Sierpinski gasket.
He knew an author's work.
Connie Alvarez was a producer on the show for 8 years. She said writers on the show respected that he not only read their latest book, but their first book and the books in between. And he read them deeply.
Here's the thing about him. He didn't write anything down. He just had this memory where he would say, on page 83 of the previous, you know, your novel XYZ, you said this. And then over here in this current novel, you allude to it by this or that. And it was just amazing to see how he put all the pieces together without any notes.
There is in the world of your books some kind of intrinsic goodness.
This is from Silverblatt's interview with Ann Patchett in 2016 after she published her novel Commonwealth.
There are threats from outside always. That's what makes a novel. But I was very happy to be shown yet again how people can save themselves.
I think that's very true, and it's one of the real benefits.
Silverblatt started the show in 1989, and it ran until he retired in 2022 for health reasons stemming from his diabetes. In those 30-plus years, he got raw and honest interviews out of authors, a lot of whom under most circumstances would be hard interviews. He told the LA Review of Books podcast in 2015 how he got the most out of authors.
I don't break my gaze when I'm talking to a writer. I learned that trick, and it is a trick, from Joan Didion.
It was something she learned interviewing Squeaky Fromm, one of Charles Manson's most famous followers.
And it works better on novelists, even, than on girl members of gangs.
Michael Silverblatt lived a book lover's dream. And by that, I don't mean he got to read and interview writers every day. I mean he had two apartments, one to live in and another for his books. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.